All right, welcome to another episode of The Career Report. I'm your host, Tim Madden. Hey, every day, if you're new here, I break down what's really happening in the job market, who's hiring, who's laying off, and what trends you need to know right now. So whether you're in an executive search, you're leading a team, or you just want to stay ahead of these daily, what we're seeing, market shifts, hey, this will be your go-to source for real-time insights and straight talk about your career. Today, hey, we're diving into three very powerful truths that you need to hear if you're an executive in 2026. We're talking about why average leaders stay stuck, the five questions you need to ask yourself before 2026, and most importantly, man, the haters that you're likely going to come across if you're trying to lead boldly, build your brand, and help other people, because it is going to happen. So let's get into today's career report. So number one, hey, why do average leaders stay stuck, but great ones keep evolving? As always, I got some good stats for you today. The executive job search in 2025 is more competitive than ever. As one industry guide states, right? It's called Ivy Exec. They're saying there's not many openings and the competition is tremendously tougher than they've ever seen before. And the hiring process is longer for senior execs, right? And it also says, I want to share with you this PwC study, right? The influence that AI and technology is having, according to PwC, it says that execs with AI skills, are you ready? Are on average getting a 56% wage premium compared to those without AI skills. Ladies and gentlemen, PricewaterhouseCooper just said that execs with AI skills are on average already getting 56% more than their peers. One more research by PwC, AI exposed jobs, right? Skills are changing 66% faster. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I don't want to make this whole episode about AI, but every day I'm pulling statistics for you. It's like executives. So today is my friendly reminder that if you want to stay average, if you want to be the average leader, hey, nothing wrong with average. It's the bare minimum, right? Nothing wrong with the bare minimum. I'm pretty sure, though, if you're tuning into this podcast, you don't want to be at the bare minimum, right? Great leaders keep evolving. The two most important skills you need to know right now in 2025 as we transition into 2026, where even more things are going to change, it's two things in Tim Madden's opinion. Number one, learn everything you can about AI. Number two, learn everything you can about adaptability, right? For yourself and for your teams. Okay. The landscape is changing so freaking quickly. And what happens? We've seen it over the years. We've seen Toys R Us. We've seen Blockbuster. And now we're about to see how AI changes the landscape. And with it changing the landscape, if you're an executive, right, you don't have a lot of options. That's what one of the great coaches Nick Saban said, who I've been following just all of his old speeches, such an inspirational guy. You know what he says? I love this quote. Success takes what it takes, right? It takes what it takes. And success right now in your career, you need two skills. You need to learn everything you can about AI, ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, Grok, everything, and how it can help you, how it can help your personal life, how it can help you become a better leader, a better business leader, right? And more. And then number two, you have to learn adaptability, change management, call it whatever you want to call it. Okay. Because you having the skills is not going to be enough. Okay. Because you're going to have to implement change in these organizations and nobody wants to change. Nobody wants to change. That is just a fact. That's how humans are wired. Okay. Number two, the five career audit questions you have to ask yourself as we approach into 2026. Before I get into it, I want to say, according to Deloitte, you may have heard of them, trends say 66% of execs say that most recent hires were not fully prepared by their roles. You heard it here first. Deloitte, 66% of executives that are taking on new roles, right, are saying that they aren't prepared for them. Why? Probably because they don't know how to manage change and probably because they aren't up to date on what's going on in the market. So, hey, what are the five questions you need to ask yourself? Let's get into them. Number one, do I have clarity on where I'm going and is it still aligned with the market? Here's what I mean by that. Okay, I'm going to make the first claim here. Guys, banking is not doing well. Banking is an industry that I've been following this year, and I want to let you know I've been following a lot of the big banks. The first cut, check this out. I saw one bank go from 276,000 people when they started this year. Are you ready? What are they at now? This one bank, I won't name it, 210,000. And it's not due to the bank doing bad. It's not due to the economy. If anything, they're more profitable than ever. So now they're just more profitable, right? So you really need to think, hey, do I have clarity on where I'm going? But most importantly, hey, is it aligned with the market? Am I in an industry that's going to succeed? Okay, because I'm telling you, AI is coming. Robots are coming. And manufacturing, you're right behind banking, right? Think about this. It's just a matter of time before we have freaking Tesla bots with AI implanted in their head. And guess what? They're driving the forklifts. They're packaging the boxes, right? They're shipping it. Pay attention to what you're targeting right now in the market. What is likely maybe not going to be impacted? Is your market going to be impacted? Do you need to shift? The good news is this. You are not industry agnostic. Is that the word I'm looking for? If you're a sales professional, a sales leader, hey, just because you're in manufacturing, banking, it's the same as tech, software, construction, etc. It really is. You have transferable skills. Just because you're a finance professional in X market does not mean you can't be successful in another market. The transferable skills are absolutely the same. Okay. Number two, we already went over this. Are my skills, experiences, and leadership right now, future ready? You have to ask yourself. We already covered that one, but that's just a personal reminder to you. Number three, is my personal brand and network visible and credible enough? Ladies and gentlemen, let me take a drink real quick. You can apply for a job cold. You might get an interview. You can hit someone up on LinkedIn. You might get an interview. You can do a lot of things that may lead to interviews. But no interview is going to be better than you already connected to people, you already doing things, and now you're visible on LinkedIn with a good brand. How do you think you're possibly going to get these jobs in these upper echelons? Everyone has aspirations, maybe, or no, I don't want to say everyone. People have aspirations to make 400K, 500K, 600K. Hey, you are not going to land that job on a job board. If you do, great. Hey, I'm happy for you. The odds of that happening are super slim. Get known. Is your personal brand and visible? We just had a single mom. I just want to say this story. We had a single mom that was unemployed for 90 days. Okay. She just got a job working with us for 60 days and it was a six-figure increase. But I want to let you know the main proponent of this is she was visible. When she started creating content online, are you ready what happened? Ready to hear what happened? Now, we helped get her into a few interview loops. We have different tactics and strategies, but once she became visible, right, with the right branding documents and the right message, a friend reached out to her. Hey, I see you've been posting on LinkedIn a lot. Are you open to a new job opportunity? What's your biggest problem right now? I tell the clients at ECU this, you know, whenever I talk to them. Number one, not enough people know you. Not enough people know you. And number two, the people that know you might not even know you're in a search. Think about this. You've been in business for 20, 30 years. How could you possibly contact every single person the right way for referrals, job opportunities, et cetera? So, hey, number three, I'm not going to beat this one. This could be a whole episode. Is your personal brand at a good point? And are you visible enough? Number four, am I positioned in the right market context, right? Like, what are you targeting? Let's get more specific about branding. Mid-market, series, are you targeting Inc. 5,000 high growth companies, Fortune 500, right? Get extremely specific about your industry, your company size, the geography, et cetera, for 2026. Now, lastly, do you have a plan? I hope you do. Do you have an execution plan? Do you have milestones for 2026? What habits do you need to change? What accountability do you need to move from strategy to results? Develop a plan. Now, I want to talk about one more thing. Haters. Man, haters. When you create content on LinkedIn, people are going to say, you're wrong. I don't like this person, etc. I think people really forget to be the president of the freaking United States. You only need 51% of the votes. Okay? So let me just be the first to tell you, no matter what you create on LinkedIn, okay, even if you're a senior sales leader at Apple who have just freaking crushed it their entire career, people are going to tell you you're wrong. People are going to tell me, right? We've helped 8,000 people here at ECU, right? Our team wide. They're going to say, oh, you're wrong. What are you talking about? Where are you getting your results from? How many thousands of people have you got hired? Right? So you're always going to have haters and criticism. But what I want to say is that is a good thing. It lets you know you're getting some traction in the marketplace. If you're looking for everyone to provide positive feedback, you're going to have a hard damn life. I put out this podcast for free just to share what's going on in the market. People have actually left negative reviews, right, on the podcast. Tim's wrong and this and this. I'm like, man, guys, I do this for free. I just try to help people in their career online. This podcast is watched in 64 countries. I'm on episode 202, something I'm super proud of. People still complain. People have bought my books just to leave me a negative review. So if it can happen to me, it's going to happen to you too. But remember, it often means when you're getting hate or criticism that you're doing something meaningful and being visible. So if you're driving change, taking a stand, or building thought leadership on LinkedIn, you're inevitably, this is going to happen to you and you're going to get reactions. But the good news is this, you need to shift your mindset and say, hey, if I'm not getting any criticism, I'm likely not making an impact or being seen. And think about this too. Number two, it sharpens your resiliency. If you want to be a senior leader, you're going to have hard conversations with people. You're going to have thick skin. And when you're publicly active, right, doing content, thought leadership, responding to people, you're not just managing behind the scenes, right? You're positioning yourself as a brand. You're shaping perception, etc. Number three, it deepens your engagement. When you post something that divides, that's a good thing. Do you know why? Who is my tribe and who is not my tribe? It's okay, right? And number four, this is the main differentiator from the crowd. Many executives, right? They want to play it safe. They want to say like not a lot publicly. They don't want to say anything politically. They don't want to go over the social norm. They want to be average. If you're standing for something, posting content, taking positions, guess what? You will boost views, but you will also boost the jabs. And that's part of being someone who stands out. Food for thought. Hey, as always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. People are hiring in Q4. They're hiring every single week. They're going to hire on Thanksgiving week. They're going to hire on Christmas week. If you don't think so, follow Executive Career Upgrades over on LinkedIn or on Facebook. Follow Tim Madden right over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Every Tuesday, we post results. And I assure you, on Christmas week, on New Year's Eve week, right, on Thanksgiving week, people will get hired. So, hey, this wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, I'm going to remind you every day, staying informed is the first step to staying ahead of your career. If you found today's conversation valuable, share it with a friend. And please go leave me a review over on Spotify, a 5-star review, or Apple Podcasts. It is one of my goals to be a top 100 podcast in all things career. Until next week on Monday, have a great day, everybody.